Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is just lovely out my window.
Must be exhausting to be Taylor Swift. Oof.
I know.
She's being wronged.
Left and
everywhere
right.
She looks. Unbelievable. Yep.
Only her cat. And one time her cat scratched her. She's like, what? You too? Et tu, caté?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, very well done.
Thank you. Thanks
nice,
so much.
Nice.
Celebrity Trash This Time Around is brought to you by the new animated comedy, The Mitchells versus the Machines. It's out on Netflix on April 30th. If you're looking for the perfect place to hang with the family in a fun and safe environment, the thrill is calling you to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Oh, my God. Things are opening back up. Mm-hmm. Be calling number 97 at 905. This is happening at 9, you guys. You'll win a 4-pack of tickets to the thrill capital of Northern California. You could even be the lucky winner of 2021 season passes, because if you win the day passes, then you're in the running. Last chance to win is tomorrow. So today and tomorrow, that's it. That could be you.
Mm-hmm. Screaming Who's that your head bitch? Off. Jesus.
I think her name's Vincenza.
Something God. Like that.
Mm. Veronica.
What a baby.
Veronica. Tonight on TV, as you mentioned, the draft is on. Oh, my God, I can't wait. ABC, ESPN, the NFL Network, they're all covering it. And maybe you're lucky enough to get to watch it at your house. Fun. This one's for you, Nikki. People presents William and Kate's royal anniversary.
I just watched a clip about that.
Of course you did. You love the royals. This evening at 8 p.m. on the CW, it's William and Kate's royal anniversary. How long have what anniversary is this?
10.
Oh, 10? Oh, my God. Yeah. You're kidding me. That was 10 years ago. Pippa Middleton had that beautiful dress with the buttons on
the back.
That's incredible.
I remember I was in class in high school and my science teacher just put it on.
God.
And
rub it in.
Yeah. You're welcome. And it was oceanography. We didn't learn anything about the ocean. We just watched the wedding.
Oceanography? You had an oceanography class where you watched the wedding?
Yeah, in high school.
Because it was like across the ocean?
Here's
what's happening on other places on the other side of the ocean.
That was the subject. That was my science class that I chose instead of, I think, chemistry.
Chemistry. Oh.
So I took oceanography.
Right, but the point is they showed you that?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, why?
Because it was a historical event. We did the same thing with...
Wouldn't you show it? Of course you showed it.
So we did the same thing my freshman year when Obama, his first inauguration. I watched that and...
Well, that was important.
You
know, that was I can actually see the argument for that. Kate and William's wedding. I don't know.
No.
Not as much.
Yeah, science.
Science. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I wasn't making it up. Yeah,
that's funny. Anyway, tonight I'm sure you'll watch it, or at least set your DVR for it. Oh, please, don't act like you're not going to watch this. You're obviously going to watch it.
She'll watch clips on YouTube later.
Yeah, that's true.
There we go.
You don't need to watch
that's
anything.
How the kids watch it these days.
That is true. There's also something on Netflix tonight. It sounds like a movie, a supernatural thriller starring Amanda Seyfried as a woman who discovers a sinister secret in the new small town home her husband pushes for them to buy. It's called Things Heard and Seen.
Is that with Kevin Bacon as well? I think, no, never mind.
I don't know.
There was a movie like that, and I think Kevin Bacon was in it.
Well, this one's Amanda Seyfried. The only star of their name is Amanda Seyfried, but Bryn's furiously typing away. We have a new angle on Bryn's studio.
I know. I felt like
I was
spying on him earlier.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I can see him push buttons. Like, push a button right now. Let me see what it...
Okay.
How about Patricia? You got Patricia?
Well, yeah, it's actually... Yeah, well...
Never mind. Never forget it.
It's Patricia.
I'm sorry I asked. Yeah, it's just funny to watch you typing. It's...
I'm going to change this angle. I'm
sorry.
No.
I like the angle. I like it.
I was just...
It's better than
I'm messing with my camera because my camera was glitching earlier, you know? So, anyway, that's... Dumb.
Stop it. You're fine.
All right.
Okay, next thing. If it loads, there we go.
Nice.
So every night on TV, if you want, you can watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and watch people win fabulous prizes.
Oh, yeah.
They win money. They win, you know, cool stuff. Wheel of Fortune last night, they gave away a house. It was
okay.
It's very exciting. Of course,
what's
it's
the gag? Is it a dollhouse?
No,
is it
like a $375,000 house, something like that?
Wow.
So this lady, Laura Trammell from Mission Viejo, California.
Oh, Laura from Mission Viejo, you now get to move to Alaska.
Florida.
Florida, okay, yeah. Florida. Yeah, she's going to go there for Mission Viejo, sure.
Well, she might. You get a free house, and, you know, you can cash out here. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what her deal is. She's pretty psyched, though. You know, here's the thing. When you win something big on TV, the tax rate's totally different than regular income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's unaffordable. If it's 50% or something like that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Some crazy thing. So there's the puzzle, Vinny. Can you, with all the letters that are available, it's a phrase. Can you? Can you solve it?
Well, I like glimpse for the bottom there. What are they calling that? A phrase?
It's a phrase. Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
I caught a glimpse.
I caught a glimpse.
Okay. I caught a glimpse.
That's it.
Woo!
She caught a glimpse. She caught a glimpse of her new home.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh, Linda from Mission Viejo.
Congratulations, Laura.
Laura, sorry.
Your home sweet home awaits.
Oh, look at that. That looks like a nice house.
It does look nice.
Discover paradise in Watersound, Daytona Beach,
boy, they're
or Hilton
selling
Head.
This.
Oh, Daytona Beach. That's my hood.
Oh, that. Oh, you were born
about?
In Daytona Beach.
I was born in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, really?
On the 4th of July.
On
all
the
American
4th
kid.
Of July. Brinford Winningham.
Whatever. You and your made-up facts.
Brinford Winningham?
Yeah, she started telling everybody my name was Brinford yesterday on the line.
People bought it.
Like, Nicole Brinford. Bought it. Nicole's like,
I
never knew that. That's
and then I
crazy.
Asked him after, he's like, no, really, is that your real name?
No, Brinford?
I don't know. You really convinced me.
Wait, was this on the Johnny Pod, or you guys did another happy hour?
It was that, not a happy hour, just a random hookup.
We
were testing Nicole's thing.
Audio, and so we're like, we're already here. Let's just hit the live button and go. And so we were all on live, and we just talked to people about nonsense.
Yeah.
And Bryn's new name.
And Bryn's name. Brinford. Winningham. Winningham.
Dumb. Brinford.
Anyway, back to the story, Brinford.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wheel of Fortune has officially given away its first house. This chick, Laura Trammell, won. It's something called Home Sweet Home Week. So she had to spin a wheel, and then he pulls out the envelope. So it's a secret what she's won. It could have been $100,000 cash or all these different prizes.
Oh, give me that.
What's that?
Give me the cash.
No
absolutely.
Doubt. Well, there must be a cash out option for her because, A, not everybody can just pick up their life and move to Florida. And B, nobody can afford to pay half that in taxes.
Right.
So at the end of the game, she had a chance to win all these different things and she wound up winning the house. But that's it. It has to be exciting in the moment. I won a house.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win a house.
Yeah. And if you pay taxes, you know, you can look at it as I got this house half off, you know.
Yeah, for half price.
50%. Taxes.
Well, I didn't live in Mission Viejo, but I lived near it, and I went to a lot of keg parties there, and it's a nice area in California. It's probably it's not as pricey as here,
right?
But she's probably got a pretty nice house where she's at.
Right.
So I'm going to guess that thing's going up for sale, but you know, who knows?
That'd be the move. If you could afford the taxes, maybe you'd keep it and just go, we'll rent that out.
Sure.
I don't know.
I'm looking at houses in Daytona Beach. They're pretty cheap. It's like $200,000, $300,000. I mean, compared to here, of course.
Cheap.
So that's dirt cheap, right? Come on.
No, I listen. Believe me, here if you found something for $900,000, you'd go, it's a steal. And then
you were actually
show it to you, it's a garbage dump, and you'd still be like, we better take it. We're never going to find anything this cheap again.
It's so sad. It's actually really sad. Yeah, but hey, you can move to Daytona Beach. You know, a couple $100,000. You all set? Mm-hmm. Sell your house now and move back to where you were born, you know, in the sand.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah. I'm just kidding, though, because I don't want you to move to Daytona
Beach. You know, you might move to Vermont.
No, I'm not going to move to
Vermont. What's the difference?
Don't be so
Please.
I'm not moving
to Daytona Beach.
You're moving to Vermont. You're already there.
I'm not. I would never move to Vermont. We do talk about it, and we think about it and stuff, but there's just no way. Like, I look out my window and go, I got everything I need right here.
Yeah, you got your life dialed.
I do.
I don't, so I can move to Daytona Beach.
What do you mean
Beach
you don't? You're not moving to Daytona Beach. What's this crazy talk I'm still trying to build my life here.
I've been thinking about moving.
Tell us more about this thinking about. What do you mean you're thinking about moving?
Well, I've thought about it. I've talked to Anita about it because of the expensive housing out here. Yeah, it's just ridiculously expensive. So working for that paycheck and being in that rat race is how you feel, right? You're always going to work just to barely afford things. Go ahead, Vin.
Have you sent a resume to a morning show in Florida?
I have not.
Oh, I've definitely talked to us right on, live on the air. Unbelievable.
I've talked to Anita about moving
to Florida.
Not Florida. Just somewhere cheaper.
Vermont.
Somewhere cheaper.
To Vermont.
Sarah looks worried.
Oh, what now Sarah's going to buy There's you a no house worry. In Vermont. Look, as long as you get on board with Vermont, dude, you're home free.
That's true. Vermont's not bad.
If he moves to Vermont, Vermont suddenly looks like a better option for me.
I love that I can influence you in that way. That's great.
You are an influencer. You're a Zoom influencer.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I think a lot of people, I'm sure, have in the Bay Area just because of it's just ridiculous out here.
Yeah.
You know, everything is so pricey and you're just skating by, you know, like I want to be able to be comfortable and I'm not. I'm okay. That's all. Does that seem reasonable?
Yes,
mm-hmm. It does.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It's like what a reasonable person thinks. Like, well, you know what I should do? Go somewhere where I can afford.
Mm-hmm. And have some money left over. After you
for
know.
Fun, you just so you get like an ATV or something, you know, something
after,
fun
after all the bills, PG&E, blah blah, property tax.
Well, and there's also, you know, when you don't work, my daughter just asked me last night on the drive home, how do old people afford to live when they don't work? And I go, well, it's retirement, it's a thing, we're, you know, saving for that now. And it's as I'm explaining it, I'm like, this is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Some don't people don't afford it.
Nobody's yes, retiring in California.
No, right. It's crazy. And you do. It's you. And the thing is, you don't really realize how much you could have been putting away when you were a kid. Like, we've been sort of pounding our kids with that. Because we were a little bit older when we had them. Not like you or anything, but, we, you know, we were a little bit older. So we were old enough to know that, you know, you got to get your 401k going. Everyone's laughing now.
Don't stop laugh clapping. At that, Coco.
We were grandparents.
That was messed up, Sarah.
That was messed up, Sarah.
But it's important, and I think we should beat it into our kids. Like, your future self will thank you so much if you put away money now. Because damn, you start getting to like 50 and you're like, oh crap, oh shoot, that's right, I wanted to retire at some point. Darn it all. Wish I'd started this 30 years earlier. HBO Max's cheaper version is going to be a mere $10. But it'll have ads in all the new movies that they're going to put out this year. They're not going to be on there. But you can still pay less. Good luck with this one, HBO Max. That's, you know, HBO's always been a premium channel, and I don't know, I wrapped my head a long time ago around buying HBO, you know, when you paid extra for it on cable or satellite or whatever you have. And then this HBO Max, I am not positive I pay an extra, like maybe it's covered under my regular HBO subscription, because I do watch it a lot, but I'm just not sure how
I have it
works.
And I don't know how I have it.
Maybe because we pay for HBO just on TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. So anyway, they've announced plans to introduce a cheaper version of HBO Max since people are like, you guys, really, seriously, this is it's too much. I can't add another $15 service monthly to what I'm already paying for. So the details were revealed yesterday. The cheaper version is going to be out in June. It'll be $9.99 a month instead of $14.99, and it'll have ads. They're not going to add commercials to HBO shows, so they're not going to, like, cut away from Game of Thrones to do a commercial break to show an ad for Charmin or whatever. Instead, they're going to add ads to the shows that they've licensed that have natural breaks in them, like The Big Bang Theory or Friends,
right,
where they would normally have ads. You're going to see ads. And other ads might appear on the surface. Like, you might have to watch a couple before you start Game of Thrones. And so most of the content will be in the same lower tier, but the deal they made with Warner Brothers, Warner Media, where all the movies that come out this year are going to be released same day on HBO Max. You won't be able to get those. And that's actually just a temporary loss because Warner Media has already announced they're going back to the usual theater first model in 2022. So, you know, to get their box office take, and then you'll be able to get it elsewhere. So maybe it'll go to HBO after that. And actually, Pixar is pretty bummed out about the... And I'm not surprised that big studios, and especially a place like Pixar, which does huge box office numbers, they feel like they're being relegated to sort of a second-class movie, it sounds like, because they're saying there's some anonymous people complaining about the deal that they've made with Disney Plus. Or look, they're owned by Disney, so I guess Disney does whatever they want with them, right? So Disney Plus has moved a lot of, they're not even going to do theatrical releases. That's it. It'll just be a title on Disney Plus. Which, look, if you've got Disney Plus and you're paying attention to Pixar movies, no problem. You're going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But several Pixar staffers spoke anonymously to Yahoo Insider, to criticize Disney's decision to move some of the titles only to the streaming platform Disney Plus. The first one that completely sidestepped any theatrical release was Soul. Mm-hmm. And it just won a bunch of stuff at the Academy Awards. Many Pixar workers believe that was a one-time decision due to the pandemic, and now they're finding out Luca, which is their next release. This is about the kid that turns into a sea dragon. Have you seen this?
Seeing the ads for it, yes. You know, look, here's what I'll say to Pixar. I do probably think they like the scoreboard, you know, at the end of a weekend, and they see the money they brought in, and that's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. Scoreboards are good when you're a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bad when you're a loser. Mm-hmm. And they're clearly as good as it gets. Frankly, their work is unequaled by any other studio. They put out the best stuff, and many of their movies are better than even movies with live, people.
Oh, I 100% agree.
So, frankly, just keep doing your great work. You guys, I know you like the scoreboard, but you're fine. Everybody loves you.
Great
movies.
They're saying they feel lesser. Like, there's not even like the $29.99 premium fee used by Mulan and Raya, and The Last Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Raya.
Luca, they're saying, one staffer said, doesn't even have a premium price next to it. Does that make it lesser? It's hard to grasp. So we don't want to be just a title just on Disney Plus. These movies are crafted for the big screen. We want you to watch these movies with no distractions, no looking at your phones. So a lot of people are bummed. And while I don't think Pete Docter personally was commenting in the story, a lot of people around him are saying he was not happy.
Again, I believe that they like seeing the scoreboard. It gives them the reward that they want publicly and all that. But frankly, you know, like, oh, we don't want you looking at your phones. You know how many times I've watched Cars? Do you know how many times I've seen Raya, which is the new one? Like, honestly, don't kid yourself. Your movies are getting watched and devoured in numbers like nothing else, really.
We've got the new... There's a new Luca longer trailer. I had seen the first one. It looks just beautiful. Some kid like in Italy, and him and his best friend, they go into this special water and they start to change. So we're going to put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can check it out there.
It's up.
Oh, great. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up?
Well, boobs make the news.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.